Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kendall Sloan is with us on the KRLD Newsline, Public Information Officer at TxDOT Dallas. Thanks so much for the time, Kendall. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Happy to be here and to talk about this. This is something so important that we do here at TxDOT.
Absolutely. And that is try to do some long-term planning. They always say we should do long-term planning, right? In our personal lives and certainly TxDOT. you guys affect us personally. We use your roads every single day.
Yeah.
And you guys are looking in the long term, aren't you?
TxDOT likes to plan ahead. And that's one thing, you know, that I know is frustrating for a lot of people just overall. They don't realize how long everything that we do takes, right? You know, when it comes to expanding a roadway or some of our improvements and things like that. But it is a process, and we want to make sure that we do what we do the right way, and we're doing what Texas wants, what is best for Texas, and what the public really needs. So that's what Connecting Texas 2050 is all about. This is what guides the future of transportation planning here in the state and our investment strategies. You know, we build highways, but what does that look like going forward to the future?
You are in a phase right now where TxDOT is opening this statewide virtual public meeting opportunity. What is this?
So we do this every 4 years. And, you know, Governor Abbott and TxDOT just announced our 10-year unified transportation plan with a record-setting number of $100 billion. So before we start plugging that in, this is another way for us to get input on, okay, well, what should we start doing first with that money? And how do we allocate those funds going forward? So this is not going to be the first time that we're going to ask for public input on what your transportation vision is going forward. What are your specific goals for getting around, and what are your specific needs? That's what this public virtual meeting and in-person open house is going to be about. You will also have another opportunity coming up in the fall to do this as well. So if you don't happen to make it this time, we're inching along the timeline for this process before we take this to the Transportation Commission and it gets adopted with the final plan in the summer of 2024.
Please hear my heart on this. I don't mean any ill intent by this question, but Texas is a huge state. People hearing this might think, man, why would my voice matter? Yeah, exactly. And it's getting bigger. People might hear, you know, why does my voice matter? So tell us, why does the average Texan's voice matter?
Well, whether you ride your bike to work or wherever you go, whether you take the bus to any of your appointments on any given day, or wherever you buy groceries, how do you get to the store? If you walk your kids to school, or you drive them to school, or you drive across the state to enjoy all the countless number of things that we offer here in Texas. We know it is a big juggernaut of all kinds of things, right? This matters to you, and it matters to us, because communities and the economy rely on the ways that they connect across the state. So we need your input, every single driver out there, every single citizen in the state, to help us figure out how we need to shape the future of all the ways that we connect all of us across Texas. So that's why that it's so crucial that the public helps us identify the elements that are important to us in our community, our families, and our businesses going forward.
And so there are a lot of in-person opportunities to get out there and meet with TxDOT representatives all over the state. If somebody chooses to come out in person, What are they going to find at these events?
So I actually went on and I was clicking through the virtual option. If you can't make it out in person, there's a really well done, you know, interactive website that we have that walks us through how we developed this plan, the timeline of it, what the focus of the meetings are going to be. But if you come out in person, which I believe is going to be May 4th here for the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the North Texas Central Council of Governments, COG, in Arlington, you'll hear how this plan is going to guide the future of transportation, as we're saying, but we're going to all lay it out all there for you. You're going to have people there that you can talk to and ask questions, and obviously visuals. If you're more of a visual person like I am and a conversationalist, to really understand what this whole planning process is, why we do it, and how it works. And then you can give, there are a number of ways that you can give your input and submit comment for what you want to see for the future of transportation here as well. You can send an email. You can do it in person. If you come to the public meeting, we'll have comment forms there, surveys in person at this open house. You can do it online or you can submit it by mail. The website for all of this information is connectingtexas2050.com. We'll say it again, connectingtexas2050.com.
Are there proposals already on the books that you're kind of be looking at and go, this appeals to me more than that? How does that work?
You know, at this stage, it's all about listening to what the public wants to see first, gathering those visions, those goals and objectives. And then from there, after we have more in-person meetings than a priority, we'll identify priorities and then come up with some strategic recommendations later on in the year and next year. And then we'll start to document that, and more studies are done on the needs of the state as well, on top of what we hear from the public as far as their input goals. We come up with 6 major goals after all this is said and done, with objectives and measures of performance, and how we will steer that policy direction going forward toward our desired outcomes after we do all of this planning.
Well, Kendall, thank you so much for the time. Look forward to getting this out there for everybody.
Sure, absolutely. Go to techs.2050.com or connectingtexas2050.com for more information. We can't wait to hear from you and what you want to see for the future of Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.